It is time once again for our morning munch. This is where we get you into the Word of God every day to get your day started out right, get you focused on what God is saying. And joining us this week from the Nest in Bowling Green, Tiffany Crane, back in with us. How are you, Tiffany?
Great. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Back munching. So we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right. I have a devotion from the New Morning Mercies, Paul David Tripp, that I thought was really good that I wanted to share. So if you are in Christ, you've been chosen to transcend the borders of your own glory, to reach out toward greater glory, the glory of God. They were glory confused. And because they were also glory thieves. They desperately needed life-changing glory display, and did they ever get one? And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them to the high mountains by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And behold, there appeared Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And the voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. In order to rescue his disciples from the bondage of their own glory and their glory addiction to the shadows of glory of the created world, it was necessary for Jesus to reveal greater, more transcendent glory. So in one of the most incredible scenes in all biblical story, Jesus pulled back the curtain and showed them his glory. As the one and only Son of the Most High God, it was jaw-slacking, heart-stopping, mind-blowing display of divine glory. If they had any sense at all, it would be stopping mind, holy awe, holy terror in their hearts. Enough of the small glories that they had been living for, enough of the small-minded plans they had made for their lives, and enough of their lack of recognition of what they had been called to. Christ's transfiguration was designed to be for them a moment of life-changing transformation. They were being rescued from earthly glory by true glory, so that they could take in his glory around the world to whomever would listen and hear. There were no thoughts of petty concerns of life in this moment, no thoughts of personal dreams or personal power. Here is what life was all about. At the center of it is God's awesome glory, glorious in power, wisdom, faithfulness, love, and grace. Here's what everyone needs, rescue by his glory. Here is what everyone was created for, to live for his glory. Here is grace that God would choose to splash eternal glory down on the inglorious, unthankful, rebellious, self-oriented people such as us. The fact that Jesus revealed his glory to the disciples wasn't based on the beauty of their character. The opposite was true. It was based on the glory of his character. He revealed his glory to us because if he doesn't, there's simply no hope for us. Without his rescue, we surrender our hearts to bondage, to thick catalog of other glories. This moment was glorious grace, and that's what we all need.
Absolutely. That's a good story. Thank you.
Yeah,
Tiffany, would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Dear Father, we just thank you that you reveal your glory to us. We worship the true God. We thank you for Jesus, for the gift and revelation that he has brought in his word. We thank you that we can focus our lives and hearts on the true gift of true glory, not the smaller things. Let us wipe away all idols in our lives and the things that we focus our mind and time on. May it be honoring to you. Let us glorify you. Let us lift you up. Let everything we do in every single part of our lives be focused on you, to honor you, to glorify you. And we just thank you for the gift that you use us as your servants to bring you greater glory. So we thank you. We love you. We praise you. And help us to live out our lives that in an honorable way, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Tiffany Cray joining us from The Nest in Bowling Green. And tell us about The Nest.
The Nest. We provide free childcare for moms or dads that are finishing school, custodial parents that are full-time students. They just have to be income qualified, and then we serve their little ones.
So this is a great opportunity. I know this is 2 years now. Have you been going two, three
well,
years?
Well, like we've been a nonprofit for 2 years, but we actually opened our doors in August. So we've had one full calendar or school year in our books. So
what was the inspiration for starting this?
Well, I was at the Bowling Green Pregnancy Center, and I was serving clients, 75% of whom were BGSU students. And the one thing that just kept coming up was this need for childcare so that they could finish school. And that was a lot of women's obstacle in making a choice for life. That really struck my heart and just moved me, and God kind of pointed me towards that when I was looking to see or search and see what was available for women and what resources were available. And then when I realized there wasn't a lot, how could we get them available? And I was looking out into the community, and God turned that arrow on inward and said, "You feed my sheep, you." And I was like, "No, not me."
So very cool. And so you guys offer, what you mentioned, income requirements, and is there age limitation?
It can be, you just have to be a student pursuing your education. So that could be high school, that can be college, that can be like community college, internship, as long as it's an accredited program. We would serve anyone that's a full-time student.
And what age of children do you serve?
Oh, sorry. So we serve 6 weeks to 5 years, not yet in kindergarten.
Oh, very cool. And if folks would like more information, how can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook, The Nest Bowling Green, or we also have a website, thenestbg.com.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. Tiffany, thank you so much for being in with us this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.